May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. God save us. We've said that a little bit in the past year, haven't we? And at other times in our lives, not just when coronavirus has been raging. The storm of life is most definitely raging, and not just on the Gulf Coast and everywhere in between here and there this morning with summer weather. But the storm is raging and has been raging, and I think for all the disagreements we might have in the various areas of our lives, I think we could agree on the fact that we will never be the same. We will never be the same, and whether or not that's a good thing remains to be seen. We're in a lifeboat, thanks to scientists and vaccinations, but the coronavirus and its variants, it's not gone. There is documentable proof, thanks be to God and smart doctors and scientists, there's documentable proof to have hope. I quote three words: the vaccine works. It's one of my many doctors who said that, and as I was sharing with him, with a mask still on my face and an appointment not too far back, he said, they work. He said, I'm a part of a study. The data proves these things work. So the reason that we're able to be here today is that we've been vaccinated. We know that these things work. And so tell others to do so if they haven't yet. There is reason to have hope, and the church, capital C, has always proclaimed that good news of hope. As a congregation, we're back together, sort of, but we know, as I said earlier, that we will never be the same. As mentioned, COVID's taken a toll and continues to in many areas. I visited with one such patient on Friday past, and if that patient lives to tell the tale, I'll be shocked. Get vaccinated and encourage others to do so. We're still trying to figure out how to live our lives and to celebrate, capital C, celebrate the Eucharist together and share communion together. Variants of the virus are out there with the innumerable questions that they still pose. The spiritual virus that is anger and dissension in this nation and our world rages still. First Baptist Church right here in Augusta has experienced vandalism, and among the other things that were spray painted on its campus just within the last week or so is the strong insinuation that Christians are the problem with our world. We literally know that within our own walls here at St. Paul's, the very real problems that have arisen due to political arguments and the like. Tragically, the end of one war seems to only lead to the start of another. I want to circle back to a statement I made just a moment ago. I said we will never be the same. If we go back and carefully reread our baptismal vows, we know that we should never be the same. There needs to be a change. There's a very powerful question asked in today's gospel when the disciples are in the midst of a terrible storm and they ask Jesus in the King James Version, "Carest thou not that we perish?" I do believe in the midst of that storm, those boys knew that they needed some help. A lot of you that I know, myself included, like to be out on a boat. Have you ever been on a boat caught in a thunderstorm? Have you ever been stupid enough to get caught on a golf course when there was a bad storm? It's not a good place to be when lightning is popping and when you know that your next breath might be your last. Jesus wakes up and speaks peace. He speaks peace to wind and water. The text goes on to say, and they feared exceedingly and said to one another, what manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? They were afraid not because of the storm, but they were in absolute awe because of the power that Jesus had to speak peace to the elements. In their storm-tossed little boat, I believe that the disciples speak for all of us. Perhaps each of us, one way or another, at one time or another, maybe more than once, we're about to die, God. Don't you care? I read a while back that when the Atlanta Braves' Freddie Freeman had COVID, that he was afraid to go to sleep. His fever was dangerously high, and he had a wife and growing family who needed him. He was afraid to go to sleep for fear that he'd wake up in heaven and not with his family. He was afraid he was going to die. I can resonate. The storm is raging. God, you do care, don't you? Our world has listened to what we say we believe. It continues now watching to see if what we say is congruous to what we're doing. When asked how to pray, Jesus taught the disciples and us to pray, saying, Our Father. Perhaps many of you, like I, know people that on Father's Day, they're not especially looking forward to seeing that person known as Father or making a call because of abuse or neglect or both. And so to say Happy Father's Day, which I do to all fathers, by the way, it can be a little bit conflicting for them. Our Father, don't you care about the mess that is going on in our world? The mess inflicted on us by a virus that we can't see. The mess inflicted on us when we choose to give in to the anger and evil that is sin within us. For those on this day for whom their relationship with Father is not good at all, how can we as the church live out a healing message? So many storms are raging, literally with weather and so many other forms of storm that we are painfully aware of. So many are raging, and according to what we say we believe, Jesus speaks peace to those sources of wind and waves. And I want to go on record to say that I believe that he can do it again. We have to ask for our Lord's help if the storms are to ever be stilled within our own struggling hearts and minds and souls, within our circle of friends and family, within our church, this nation, and the world. Who is this man that even the wind and the sea obey his very voice? He is the Savior of the world, our Lord Jesus Christ. In your storms, hear him speak peace. Know that he has the strength, the power to do that. And then when that has been heard by you, live it and speak it to those that you know who are still afraid in the midst of their storms, wondering if God really cares. May we live that peace out for our hurting world in Jesus' name. Amen.